AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. European leaders are digging in against President Trump in vowing to defend Denmark and its semi-autonomous control over Greenland. Greenland's Prime Minister, Jens Frederik Nielsen, says respect is a two-way street.
We have been a close and loyal ally to the United States, to NATO, through many, many, many years. We can do lots more in that framework. We are willing to cooperate much more, but of course in mutual respect. And if we cannot see that, it will be very difficult to have a good and reliable partnership.
The European Commission's Ursula von der Leyen called the president's planned new tariffs over Greenland a mistake and questioned Trump's trustworthiness. French President Emmanuel Macron says the EU could retaliate against its longstanding ally by deploying one of its most powerful economic tools known as a trade bazooka. The president will be traveling to Switzerland and the Davos Economic Forum. California Governor Gavin Newsom is already there. He says European leaders need to unite.
It's time to get serious and stop being complicit. It's time to stand tall and firm, have a backbone.
Iran is warning President Trump not to take any action against the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, days after the president called for an end to Khamenei's nearly 40-year reign. International health officials will meet in a few months to reevaluate the U.S. measles-free status. Experts fear the vaccine-preventable virus has regained a foothold, and the U.S. may soon follow Canada in losing the achievement of having eliminated it. A 6-year-old girl survived Sunday's deadly train crash in Spain. Her parents, her brother, and a cousin were not as fortunate. They were counted among the 41 confirmed deaths from the brutal wreck that has shaken Spain. Democrat Mikey Sherrill has been sworn in as New Jersey's 57th governor. She is the second woman to lead the state. This is AP News. Winter weather has its grip on parts of the country.
A strong Arctic cold will move across the northern plains, the Great Lakes, and the Midwest Thursday into Friday. Some of that Arctic air will be the coldest air of the season. Meteorologist Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says that with all this cold air, there's low pressure coming in from California. That could mean winter storm impacts across the nation.
So we're expecting a broad area of snow, and then south of that should be a lot of sleet. South of that, a lot of freezing rain, and there should be some plain rain, but we'll see exactly where that sets up.
Precipitation could start as early as Friday.
Basically, the southern Rockies, across the southern plains, the mid-south, the southeast, the mid-Atlantic, possibly more of the northeastern seaboard. Friday through Sunday, we're expecting a major winter storm.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.